From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Severe weather, flooding, extreme temperatures, and wildfires, they've all increased in central Alabama in recent years. In response, both government and resident-led groups are preparing for current and predicted challenges. WBHM's Olivia McMurray checks in with the local government office tackling the issue, along with a Birmingham nonprofit aimed at helping residents better bounce back from disasters.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. We're so glad you're here for Survive and Thrive Foundation.
That's Jontricia Coleman, founding executive director of Beanstalk, a two-year-old nonprofit that helps marginalized communities address climate injustice and build disaster resilience. She's speaking to 11 households gathered around tables at the North Birmingham Public Library. Coleman tells them they'll be competitors in several live-action simulations. First, they race to assemble survival bags, grabbing flashlights, food, and other supplies. Then Coleman tells them they have to escape a flood.
Y'all know flooding is really bad in Birmingham. So you're going to use the flood map so it has a house, a creek, a bridge, a road, an evacuation route.
Every minute, Coleman introduces a new problem into the simulation.
Your car has flooded. So now how are you get somewhere safe? Or get out that car.
Yolanda Hardy and her teammate talk through their options.
The roads are closed. The car is flooded and we're not going to stay in the car.
Can't swim.
No, so we're just going to have to get out of the car immediately.
Coleman says Beanstalk focuses on marginalized communities because they're often left out of conversations and don't have insurance or the resources to navigate emergency situations.
Those are the communities that are preyed upon or they're not considered or they're not thought of as worth protecting.
So far, the organization has partnered with emergency management agencies in the Birmingham area and launched community programs such as the Disaster Prep Workshop. But Coleman's vision for Beanstalk is much broader. She sees a statewide network of resilience centers.
This would be like a storm shelter / resource center where you can come get what you need.
The centers also would teach people to collect environmental data and use it to advocate for better policies and more resources.
So they can say, okay, yes, it's polluted, but here's the data. Now do something about it.
While Beanstalk takes a resident-driven approach, the city of Birmingham established an office last year that aims to tackle many of the same problems from a local government standpoint. For instance, Birmingham's Office of Resilience and Sustainability also will address disaster preparedness, as well as environmental justice in relation to marginalized communities. Thomas Yule is director of the office, which turned 1 year old in February.
Many of our challenges related to the environment and sustainability stem from our history of industry and our history of redlining. When you combine redlining with industry, that can lead to environmental justice concerns.
Yule says the new office is considering how the city can ease the effects of worsening storms, flooding, and higher temperatures.
It's important for us to plan for that and make sure our residents aren't disproportionately impacted.
Some solutions include enabling sustainable forms of transportation, using green spaces to manage stormwater, and making homes and other buildings energy efficient. Yule says the office's strength is in coordinating across city departments. An example involves the Community Development Department's program that helps residents repair their homes.
One of the things that we've been talking with them about is layering onto that a specific energy efficiency focus.
A big accomplishment for the office is the Central Alabama Climate Action Plan. Yule describes it as a toolbox for the future. The plan lays out goals for decreasing greenhouse gas emissions, which Yule says would theoretically reduce the severity of weather events. The plan calls for achieving net zero emissions by 2050.
So it's an extremely aggressive goal.
Because of the Trump administration's rollback of environmental regulations and a new Alabama law prohibiting state environmental rules that are stricter than federal ones, many facilities in the Birmingham area can legally emit more pollution than predicted, not less. Madison Naves, spokesperson with the Greater Birmingham Alliance to Stop Pollution, says changes at the national level will push back most timelines for reducing air pollution by at least 3 years.
However, I don't think it's impossible that we still can't complete everything that we want to see happen. I think it more so means that we can't just rely on federal policy.
Yule says he's focusing on what the city of Birmingham can control.
I'm interested in understanding how we can help our local industry set and achieve their own climate action goals.
As Beanstalk's disaster prep workshop ends, participant Yolanda Hardy says she now has answers to questions the simulations generated.
How would I move? What am I taking? Is it important to have the emergency kit, or maybe I need something else. How much money should I take with me?
She says she's going to talk with her grown children about whether their households are prepared. And she's going to invite them and others to future Beanstalk workshops. Olivia McMurray, WBHM.